You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. Let's just jump in, right? Because we all know what we're going to talk about. Catherine Rampell is at the Washington Post. Sadiq Reddy is at Politico. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Catherine, let me start you with this, and I guess we'll caveat this whole conversation with nothing has been called, nobody is president-elect anything, right? That is not in any way official. But if trends hold, Vice President Biden is in a very good spot. So let's talk about that a little bit. You know how when new presidents take office, there's always this pressure in their first 100 days to do all that they have promised their constituents that they would do. I wonder whether the virus has simplified the challenge for Mr. Biden in that really he's got one thing to do, fix the virus, then that fixes this economy, and then all the rest of it can happen. What do you think?
I think that's a little easier said than done. You know, it's interesting. I remember more than 10 years ago talking with the incoming members of the Obama administration who were complaining that they came in with these big, ambitious ideas and they were stuck sort of putting out fires because at the time we were dealing with a financial crisis. And I think the Biden administration is going to have to deal with that too, obviously a different type of crisis. But I think that it's going to be challenging no matter what. I mean, given the distrust in the government response, given distrust in so-called deep state officials and public health experts, the low-hanging fruit of mask wearing already being politicized, exhaustion over social distancing, et cetera, the upcoming winter, I don't think this will be easy. I think this would have been a challenging problem for any administration to tackle, but the political circumstances that if there isn't a Biden administration that they will be inheriting will be extremely challenging. So, yes, it does narrow their focus, perhaps, because there's this one ginormous fire they have to put out. But, you know, the tools available to do it and the context will be very, very challenging.
Sadiq, same basic question, but with a twist. Mitch McConnell said today, obviously the Senate Majority Leader currently, said today he looked at the jobs report, which we're going to get to later in the program with Mitchell Hartman, as we always do. But Senator McConnell said, hey, look, the jobs report was really good. I think we don't really need a huge stimulus bill. Let's just go with that mini stimulus bill that Senate Republicans have been pushing. That would seem to be a challenge for a President Biden, yes?
Yeah, we've got the lame duck battle of the mega stimulus versus the mini stimulus. And we went through a multi-month dance for political purposes. Now we can have a real debate about what the economy actually needs. The problem is we're looking back at data when it's getting worse in real time. There are gauges of small businesses that are showing trouble. Right now, the alarms are going off, and we are right above 100,000 cases a day by Thanksgiving. We could be looking at, who knows, maybe a million cases a week of coronavirus. We're at above 1,000 deaths a day. We could be close to 2,000 deaths a day in a month. And the 2.5 months between now and Inauguration Day, under current trends, 150,000 Americans are going to die from COVID-19. That is on top of the 230,000 or so who are already dead from this disease. And that is going to compound the problem, and it's going to be far worse in a month if we don't get this under control. And there's no sign of anybody getting this under control while we're going through legal battles over recounts and everything else.
So, Catherine, that reference Sadiq made to the next 2.5 months prompts this next question, and I'm going to be as concise as I can because I want to give you time to answer because it's a complicated question. Donald Trump has been a destabilizing force in this economy, right? He has been rash with his policy announcements, tariffs out of nowhere. He has targeted and attacked individual companies out of nowhere. Janet Yellen has said on the record with me on this program that she believes he does not understand economic policy. And yet he has now, assuming current trends hold, 2.5 months of the full power of the presidency behind him. And I guess I'm curious as to why there's not more economic uncertainty out there. The markets are solid. Companies are saying profits are great. And yet one wonders.
I think the real risk is that he sort of takes his ball and goes home on stimulus, right? That he decides he's going to be unhelpful, somewhere between unhelpful and deliberately blocking of any sort of, or maybe vetoing, who knows, any sort of stimulus measure. On the regulatory administrative stuff, I think the amount of mischief he could cause at this point is somewhat limited because a few of the examples that you mentioned, like tariffs, you know, antitrust investigations, mm-hmm. immigration policies, et cetera, I think they're unlikely to stick because if he's out his way out, right? I mean, I guess he could start a war. That would be hard to undo the damage of. I very much hope that's not on the table. I'm not expecting it to be on the table. But the kinds of things that he has done to destabilize markets thus far, I think would be a little bit less credible. Mm-hmm. Again, the bigger damage that he could do would be blocking any sort of stimulus measure at this point.
Sudeep, what do you think?
I don't think he's going to block anything. I just don't think he's going to take the lead on anything. The driving force for Donald...
Sudeep, did you go away? Catherine, you still there?
I'm still here.
All right, Catherine's there. Well, let's you and me wrap it up with one last question, which
sure.
is, over the next 2.5 months, if that aid doesn't come, what does this economy look like on Inauguration Day?
I am very...
The work that's being done.
Oh.
Sudeep is back. All right, you went away for a little while. You're back. Finish the answer to that question. I'll give you a bonus 45 seconds.
The work that Donald Trump is going to be doing on coronavirus is to maybe pump up a vaccine, maybe focus on that, not really get in the way of Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi. And that's important at this point, but you need a lot more aggressive action to deal with it.
All right. I'm actually going to take the extra 45 just because I started Catherine on a path. Assuming there is no stimulus bill, assuming the president goes home, takes his ball and goes home, Catherine, what does this economy look like?
I'm very worried about what it would look like, particularly because some of the warning signs that have been mentioned, you know, and the higher numbers of people who are already on permanent layoff rather than temporary, the higher numbers of people who are long-term unemployed, the upcoming winter, and the fact that a lot of economic activity is going to be dampened as a result of that because of colder weather, the rise in infections. I think even though the trend lines have been showing improvement over the last few months, I'm very concerned about without further fiscal relief and further action just to try to control coronavirus, you know, through whether that's vaccines or to test and trace, whatever, that we could be in an extremely bad position come January.
All right, we got to go. Sudeep Reddy at Politico and Catherine Rampell at The Washington Post. Thanks, you two. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Kai. Take care.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.